Next is a letter to Dr. Kaplan, our patient, Norma NORMA, last name Neil, NEILL. Date of birth is 7/19/1936. Dr. Kaplan, the pleasure of patient Norma Neil in the office on 1/23/2013. Period, as you recall, the 76-year-old Caucasian female, Mrs. Seymour, myself, a service in Helser, on 7/22/2011 for evaluation palpitations. Period, at that time, she related palpitations, well as fatigue for 2 days prior to admission. Period, noted elevated blood pressure, well as elevated heart rate. Period, ECG, showed atrial fibrillation, rapid ventricular response. She admitted, placed on IV cardiazepam as well as the digoxin, which returned normal signs within a period. She subsequently went to adenosine myo VO 9/7/2011, noted to be negative for inducible ischemia. Period, echocardium at that time showed biatrial enlarged remainder of intercardial dementia, appear normal myo, consent to qualify hypertrophy, normal contractility. Period, LV EF of 55-60% with mild aortic endothelial tricuspid regurgitation, true pulmonic insufficiency. Period. She's been seen case follow-up with last follow-up on 7/26/2012. Per she presents a follow-up period. She does relate fatigue, personalize any chest discomfort per se, shortness breath at rest, nausea, vomit, diaphoresis, neck, jaw, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, near syncope, orthopnea, P&D, or exertional dyspnea period. She does admit to easy bruising and is questioning whether she needs to continue her Coumadin period. Paragraph on physical exam, vitals as follows. Heart rate 79, respiratory to 14, blood pressure 132/76, weight is 147 pounds, height is 5'2". Period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or carburetors. Not a period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm with 2/6 systolic murmur per no S3S. Not a period. PMI is not displaced. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Positive bowel sounds. Period. Extreme home dry without cyanosis. Palliative period. Pulse were intact. Times 4 extremities. Period. Paragraph from pressure 1 paroxysmal fibrillation. Present normal sinus rhythm. Number 2. Palpitations that appear resolved at present time. Number 3. Abnormal ECG is, which is stable. Period. Again, patient with negative functional study. Next year, mild aortic stenosis. Next year, hypertension. Next year, diabetes mellitus. Next year, gastroesophageal reflux disease by history. Period. Paragraph. Recommendation 1. Patient may discontinue Coumadin as she has remained in normal sinus rhythm for some time. Period. She has been informed of risk of CVA if she had a recurrent or, quote, silent, unquote, atrial fibrillation. Next year, she otherwise continue Coumadin. Period. Review medication. Patient. Next year, patient follow-up in 6 months or prior as needed. Period. Paragraph. Thank you much for allowing me to proceed care of this patient. Question concerns. Please know that to contact me. Sign this sincerely, Dr. William Gillett, Comedio.